So, what is the craziest thing you've witnessed while you were at work? So, yesterday, my wife gets off work. She works as a barista. And she was like, oh, my gosh, I got to tell you this. She was, you know, behind the line. She was making a caramel latte. Looked up and saw a guy practicing intubating a medical-grade baby doll in a diaper on the high-top table right there in the lobby.
Oh, wow.
Like,
well, at least it wasn't in the drive-thru.
right.
You know? That's what I was thinking at first in the drive-thru. I'm like, well, that's maybe not the best place to practice that.
Yeah, so, you know, it was one of those things where she kind of did a double take. She kind of looked up, and she's like, okay. You know, and there was a lady on an iPad that was kind of there with him. So almost like maybe she was teaching him how to intube an infant, you know, like put tubes down an infant's throat.
Yes.
Yeah. Intubate.
You know what? I want him to practice that. I want him to be real good at that by the time there's a real baby.
Oh, no. You know? No, not like making fun of the guy, but just yeah. like it's... One of those things when you're running
to
grab your coffee, right, in the lobby while you're getting your morning coffee and everything. And
I'd cheer him on. I'd sit there and stare and be like, you're doing a great job.
And so, yeah,
that
I mean,
gonna make it.
Obviously, you want those people to, have plenty of rounds of practice before they got to do it in real life.
Yes.
But just kind of crazy to look up and see it happening right there in the lobby of a coffee shop, right?
So interesting.
Yeah. So I threw it out there on Facebook. Just what's the craziest thing you've witnessed while at work? And man, there are some wild things. Like Andrew said, I drive a Zamboni at a local ice rink. During a hockey game, a baby squirrel fell from the ceiling onto the ice.
Oh my gosh.
The game stops.
Uh-huh.
I walk onto the ice, and the squirrel crawls right up to me.
Oh, my gosh.
I gave it some water.
And it's a baby?
Yep.
Take it. And it fell from the ceiling?
Yep. Take it home. Named it Puck.
No.
He is now 5 months old and doing well, and I'll release him in the spring.
Oh, my gosh.
That's like, and then he attaches.
But is Puck going to be now, like, too domesticated to go live in the wild? I mean, he's basically been cared for since a baby.
Well, you know, Bob Ross, the famous painter that we oh so know and love, was famous for owning a pet squirrel.
Well, maybe he should keep Puck forever and forever.
Lynn writes, I work at a high school. Boy pulled out a sandwich maker in the middle of class and started making himself a ham and cheese sandwich. So we all kind of dubbed him Panini Boy.
Oh, wow. Panini Boy. He's goals.
You know what? I mean, I feel like there literally has been a kid in class that would do something like that right in the middle of class.
That's so great.
Yeah.
If the teachers let him, that's even better.
Yeah, like just right in the middle of class, like, you know what? A little bit hungry, so I'm going to go ahead and pull out this panini maker. Go ahead and press myself a sandwich. Anybody else want one? You know,
so fantastic.
What would have been great, and listen to the kid, maybe if you're listening right now, next time you do it, make sure you offer the teacher a sandwich as well. That right. way you don't run the risk of maybe even potentially getting in trouble.
Right. You include them and it's all good.
Yeah. Oh, my gosh. I mean, and there are some of these listeners who have commented on this thread that involve a lot of number two and bathroom.
Oh, okay.
So I'm not going to go through all of that because it's really, really early.
It is.
Yeah.
There might be someone eating oatmeal this morning right now.
But Devin kind of sums it up and is like, you know what? Every nurse on this thread, here, hold my beer. Yeah.
Yeah. 100%.
Right. 100%. Exactly. So anyways, if you got a good story you want to share, at Ben and Kelly Show on Facebook on 99.7 DJX.